It's Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock holding things down today. No Alex Clancy. I believe that curse is off of us. I think Clancy's finally gone. I think we finally shed that dead weight around here. Or he's at the dentist. I'm not sure. But regardless, it's a good day. It's an exciting day. Lots to talk about. Lots to digest. Lots to that's been marinating for the last couple hours. Since we last spoke to you here on Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, Locked On Podcast Network. You can get Locked On Cardinals, of course, on our brand new podcast app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And when you get in your car, tell your smart device, your phone, or if you're in your home, your smart speaker, tell them to play Locked On Cardinals. Really appreciate you listening. Always appreciate the fodder on social media. We've been going back and forth with some listeners. It's always fun. We are not just speaking at you. We're speaking with you. We're having the conversation. We're enjoying ourselves in this, man, this fascinating time to really follow the Arizona Cardinals as they hold the number one pick, as Kyler Murray remains just a mainstay in our 24/7 news cycle. Just so much to get into. Cliff Kingsbury, we talked about it. We kind of dissected his discussion. What I was calling yesterday, and I was crushed for it, and rightfully so, because it's terrible what I'm about to tell you. But what I called the media meeting with Cliff Kingsbury yesterday at breakfast, breakfast at Cliffany's. I'm going to let myself out. It was awful. As soon as it just kind of came out of my mouth, I wanted to grab the words as they exited and never say it again. I apologize. Breakfast at Cliffany's. I said it. But breakfast at Cliffany's, we dissected everything we possibly could about this. But there was one thing that we glossed over. One thing we didn't give its due that's making news today after we kind of looked at what he said about Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury said, what's not to like? And then we looked at what he said and digested what he said about Josh Rosen and how Josh Rosen, there's misconceptions about Rosen's ability to play in Cliff Kingsbury's spread offense. And we tried to figure out, we were playing a crazy game of poker with Cliff Kingsbury yesterday as the media members sat down and just fired away with questions. And one of the hottest topics in sports right now is what the Arizona Cardinals are going to do. Are they going to draft Kyler Murray with the top pick? Are they going to keep Josh Rosen? Are they going to draft Nick Bosa? Could they go Quinnen Williams? Could they trade down? Of course, the most exciting of those storylines is drafting Kyler, trading Josh Rosen. Now, in this podcast, I think there was some other coaches speaking yesterday that kind of shed some light that we're going to take, as always, with a grain of salt, because we're not just, you know, as crazy as some of the topics are that Clancy and I cover, I think the last thing we want to do is just be knee-jerk and take everything as gospel, right? We're not going to take everything that any coach, GM, exec, analyst, pundit has to say as just 100% truth, face value. But I think that it is interesting to hear what Jay Gruden, Washington Redskins head coach, had to say during his media availability in regards to Josh Rosen, so we'll get into that as well. The Arizona Cardinals added another wide receiver yesterday. We'll jump into Damir Bird and what he could potentially bring to the club. As far as where does that put the wide receiver room now, I think it's pretty much not to just completely bury the lead, but I think that the Arizona Cardinals are pretty much in the same spot they were before they signed Damir Bird. But we'll get into it. We'll give Damir Bird and the signing its due here on Locked On Cardinals. And, speaking of Josh Rosen, just before Jay Gruden's comments, and we'll get into those, but also a team emerged within the last 10 hours as maybe a serious suitor for Josh Rosen's services and what acceptable deals we would take for Josh Rosen. We also had a couple back and forths yesterday with some Twitter listeners, and they kind of tweaked a discussion we had yesterday that I believe we need to get back into and maybe tweak and readdress. We'll certainly do that. But the Cliff Kingsbury subject answer, I guess, yesterday from Breakfast at Cliffany's that we kind of glazed over was Kingsbury saying that he was going to allow cell phones. And you're like, okay, well, what does that mean? Guys have cell phones in their locker. There are guys on their cell phone. I mean, we've even seen Antonio Brown, who I know he's kind of more rogue than most NFL players. He was on Facebook Live at some point. We've seen tweets come out of locker rooms before. We've seen tweets come at halftime before there are rules and restrictions put in place. But Cliff Kingsbury basically said that the Arizona Cardinals will allow about a 20 to 30 minute period on, you know, just study days or just on, you know, practice days. Anytime that the players are at the facility, Cliff Kingsbury is going to allow them a 20 to 30 minute period where they can catch back up on, man, that device that we're all pretty much is sewn into our hands, their smartphones, their cell phones. And unless you're Andrew Luck, the only guy rocking a flip phone, everybody else has the new Apple. Everybody has the new Google Android, and they're looking to see what's going on social media. They're looking to see who's hitting them up on text. They're scrolling Instagram, the gram, as we call it. And Cliff Kingsbury's reasoning is those guys are chomping at the bit to get back. That you could tell during his time at Texas Tech, or any time he's dealing with players, especially millennial type players of that age group. He realized that those guys are just itching to get back on their phone, so why not get them back to the device, give them a proper amount of time, kind of like those of us, well, not me, but I've seen it as an uncle to five kids. I've seen my brothers in their parenting skills where sometimes it's just necessary to put one of those devices in your kid's hands for a certain amount of time, and some people regulate it, and that's exactly what Cliff Kingsbury is doing. Now, this is big news today, and I don't want to bore you too much with it. I was listening to Colin Cowherd, who's actually on our station, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, locally. You can listen to me from 4 to 7 on The Drive, and of course Clancy from 1 to 4 on The Freaks. But Colin Cowherd is on from 10 to 1 here locally, and you know, he's got the national show, and Cliff Kingsbury has been he's talked about Kingsbury, he's talked about Kyler Murray, he's talked about Josh Rosen, he's talked about the top pick, but he was talking about Kingsbury's comments about the smartphones, and his rebuttal, or his I guess reaction to Kingsbury allowing it, well, would Bill Belichick do it? Of course not. You know, and well, if Coward was pretty frank about it, pretty blunt. Well, if Bill Belichick's doing it, well, there's another team that's going to fall by the wayside and fall seriously short of where the New England Patriots, who have been at the top, atop of the NFL hierarchy for the better part of two decades. But I think Colin Coward's missing a point here. Well, one, I think he knows this, that there's only one New England Patriots. There's one Bill Belichick. There's one Tom Brady, right? The Patriots are the exception to the rule. And the Patriots, for all their dominance, right? I mean, for Tom Brady, you know, he's got 6 Super Bowls. You know, they've certainly had their fair shares of loss on the highest level, right? The biggest stage, they've certainly lost in the Super Bowl before. They're not in the, you know, recently it seems like they're in the AFC Championship game. Was it, is it 7 straight years? It's absurd. I'd have to fact check that, but it's an absurd amount of straight seasons that they've been in the AFC Championship game, and we've seen in the Super Bowl a lot, right? At least the last 3 seasons in a row, and they've won 2 of those. So they're the exception, though, right? Cliff Kingsbury was not hired by the Arizona Cardinals to become the next Bill Belichick. Right? I mean, it's nearly impossible, especially in this day and age, in this win now atmosphere, where the window has now been closed even as far shut as you've got one season to prove yourself as a head coach, that the Bill Belichicks of the world would no longer, the opportunity to seek and find those diamonds in the rough, as far as Belichick's concerned, a guy who excelled as a defensive coordinator under Bill Parcells with the New York Giants. and a guy that was a failure for the most part, but most people are, outside of Baker Mayfield for the Cleveland Browns. He was fired. Bill Belichick and his personality, I don't know if that would fly this day and age in an interview, and that a team, an organization, would have the testicular fortitude to hand the keys over to a Belichick personality type, right? I mean, we've seen it. We still see the hard-ass coaches out there. We still see the coaches that are kind of more tight-lipped than the others. But there's only one Belichick. So to try to follow that blueprint, sure, absolutely. If you were given a fan, a Cardinals fan, a choice, would you rather have Bill Belichick or another successful head coach? Everybody's answer should be Belichick, right? You would take that. You would take, you know, without all, you know, the flashy play on the field, big names, maybe cutting ties with some players that produced, but you're making sure you got the most out of them and you're moving on. And the only star power really was, you know, your quarterback, and you're just going with that system, that no-frills system that provides results and wins. Everybody's going to sign up for that, but that's too hard to find, right? They're not growing on trees. Even within the Bill Belichick coaching tree, you're not finding success. So the bigger question is, yeah, Bill Belichick's definitely not allowing a 20 to 30 minute cell phone period for his players. But you got to ask yourself, is Sean McVay doing it? Because that's the blueprint, right? That's the blueprint that the Arizona Cardinals are following. So it's the better question is, well, is Sean McVay doing it? And I wouldn't put it past McVay. But the fact that Cliff Kingsbury is doing it, and you're looking at an Arizona Cardinals team, and I know they're not, you know, despite their struggles at 3-13, you would have thought that there was a lot of youth on this team. That's not necessarily the case. They're about the middle of the pack as far as youth is concerned, and I think the roster is going to turn over and look even more youthful in 2019 than it did in 2018. Just a disaster of a season. But so maybe, and most certainly, actually, I mean, you're looking at a younger personnel, and this is fine. I'm fine with this. I don't have any. I mean, I'm for the most part, I'm indifferent. If a head coach came in and said no cell phones, I'm on board with that as well. It's pretty much, if it's going to come down to, you're going to lose a locker room because you're not allowing cell phones, or you're allowing cell phones. If that's the straw that breaks the camel's back, there is a lot bigger problem. There are more problems that led up to your demise outside of where you stand on cell phone use in the locker room, at the team facility, at the stadium. But it's, you know, it's one of those topics that I think is, you've got the old school mentality where they said absolutely not, and you've got the new school where it's like, this, I was born with a cell phone in my hand. Seriously, you're really going to take that away? You're going to take away, that's part of how I build my brand for some of these players, where they're on social media, and I know they've got teams, but they're also, that's part of what they're doing. You know, they're their own corporation, and it's important for them to keep up with business or social media, or, you know, their agents or whoever it may be, their entourage. I'm fine with the move by Cliff Kingsbury. It's very minor. If you're tuned out on the subject, I apologize, and we're moving on. But it is Locked On Cardinals. It is Bo Brock hanging out with you. Follow me on Twitter at Bob Rack. Follow Alex Clancy. He's normally in here out for a out for a dentist appointment, I believe. But he'll be back in the fold tomorrow at Clancy's Corner on Twitter for all his hottest of hot takes out there. I had mentioned Cliff Kingsbury's comments on Josh Rosen yesterday. And then after the podcast, I saw the comments from Redskins coach Jay Gruden. Those comments and my reaction, that's next. You're listening to Locked On Cardinals. Make sure you're checking us on the new podcast app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We're back. Jay Gruden's comments on Josh Rosen next. Locked On Cardinals. You're back here, Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brock in on a Wednesday edition. A lot less debate today, huh? Yeah, not a lot of war of the words usually that you hear from Locked On Cardinals when it's me and Alex both in studio screaming at each other. And if you're here just for that, if you're here for like the family edition where it's mom and dad or kid and parent yelling at each other, that type of sports talk, it'll be back tomorrow. But regardless, we really appreciate you checking out Locked On Cardinals. Of course, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day, the Locked On Podcast Network. And you can, of course, now hear Locked On Cardinals, our brand new podcast app, Himalaya, as well. If you're tuning in, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, we thank you for seeking us out and finding us. If you're an Arizona Cardinals player and this is your 20 or 30 minute cell phone time that Cliff Kingsbury has allotted, we thank you for listening. So lots of interesting stuff to get back into before I say goodbye today. Jay Gruden, Washington Redskins head coach, spoke to the Skins media yesterday while Cliff Kingsbury was waxing poetic about Kyler Murray and talking about the misconceptions about Josh Rosen. Cliff Kingsbury's comments, and I'll tie this in with Jay Gruden, Kingsbury's comments and what I'm going to tell you Gruden said were very sobering for those wearing the Kyler Murray beer goggles. Okay? Jay Gruden, when he was asked about Josh Rosen and if the team was interested, Gruden said that the Redskins scouted Josh Rosen last year when he was a draft prospect, and that there really wasn't anything to be said about Rosen because he isn't available. And if you follow me on Twitter, there was a lot of discussion. Shane Dale of ABC 15 tweeted it, and he's got a pretty big following of Cardinals fans. And you know, I had asked Shane if he had thought that Cardinals fans would either be bummed or pumped if the Cardinals organization decided to move forward with Josh Rosen in the quarterback position and not select Kyler Murray number one overall. And Shane thought, yeah, he thought they were going to be bummed. And then there was just a ton of tweets saying of Cardinals fans saying that no, they want Josh Rosen to be their ride or die. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that that's where I stand. I think that the right move is the Arizona Cardinals to keep Josh Rosen, move forward with him as their franchise quarterback, and then figure out what to do with a very valuable asset in the number one overall pick. And just to get kind of to get into it real quickly before getting back to Gruden's comments is the Arizona Cardinals have done more in building up Kyler Murray's draft stock than they have building up Josh Rosen's trade value. Now, if you are a intelligent, well-run organization, and you can decide for yourself where the Cardinals fall as far as those two options. But I'm operating under the assumption that they know what they're doing. What are you bluffing towards? What are you positioning yourself better for? Building up Kyler Murray's draft stock when you have the number one overall pick to just plainly select him and kind of downplay Josh Rosen, his value and his standing within your organization. What does that do for his trade value? Because if I'm looking at a seesaw and I'm looking at where those two options are, those two assets are, it's way in favor of Kyler Murray in dressing up his draft stock. It makes no sense for the team to do that when there's no team they're battling for Kyler Murray's services. If they wanted Kyler Murray, they can just plainly select him number one overall. What's the sense in really waxing poetic and talking up Kyler Murray and the potential that they're going to select him if they're just going to select him number one overall? But getting back to what Jay Gruden had to say as far as Rosen's concerned, that he isn't available. That's a head coach of a team that lost its starting quarterback in Alex Smith I think it's pretty much a lock. Alex Smith is out next season, and the chance that he ever plays again, it's not strong, or plays another significant down for the Redskins. And this is a guy that's making a ton of money. The Redskins are stuck with that contract. Alex Smith might have a RoboCop leg right now because it's trying to get strengthened from a brutal compound fracture that he suffered, one of the more uglier injuries in a rough history of NFL injuries. But Alex Smith, he suffered it. It was ugly. You feel for the guy because he's one of the real good guy of the leagues from everything I can tell, and has really worked his ass off after being a number one pick out of Utah so many years ago, but was kind of run out of San Francisco after a rough start. And then Kaepernick becomes the starting quarterback. Then he goes to KC, makes a name for himself, and then is run out after Andy Reid decides to go with Patrick Mahomes. Regardless of Alex Smith's career ebbs and flows, the Redskins were in a bad spot with what they were paying Alex Smith and what they have to pay him, and the quarterback position going forward. They make the move for Case Keenum. They get him for peanuts from the Denver Broncos because the Broncos want to move forward with Joe Flacco. So anybody can see that the Washington Redskins would still be in the market for a quarterback, and a quarterback on a very team-friendly contract. That's exactly what Josh Rosen is. Now, Jay Gruden is the head coach of that team. Jay Gruden is a very offensive-minded coach. Jay Gruden was a guy that helped mold Andy Dalton into a very good quarterback in the NFL. Jay Gruden, in my opinion, is probably very involved with who's going to be the quarterback of the Washington Redskins. Now, if Jay Gruden is saying he's not available in Josh Rosen, I'm gonna take a little stock in what Jay Gruden says. Now, whether or not he's trying to avoid tampering and he's just not going to touch that could be a possibility here. But I think that there is some truth, there is some value in what Gruden is saying, and also there's a lot of value in Cliff Kingsbury talking about Josh Rosen and the misconceptions of his ability to run this offense. Because if, in fact, the Cardinals are going to move forward Josh Rosen, we can't have an entire offseason worth of Cliff Kingsbury not truly addressing how well Josh Rosen really can truly play in a spread offense. And he certainly can. And if you look at the times when Josh Rosen was successful at UCLA, it was utilizing spread offense. He played under Noel Mazzoni. He had some good seasons. So there certainly is a misconception there. And, you know, could we put into Jay Gruden's comments, he wasn't available because the Washington Redskins weren't willing to meet the asking price? That also could be an option of what he meant. And we're just speculating recklessly, and that's fine because this is Locked On Cardinals and sometimes we do that. But, you know, what's the acceptable deal for Josh Rosen if it happens? Peter King said that he doesn't think there's any way they get a top 40 pick. But what's the acceptable deal? And a team has emerged as what we've seen to this point, maybe the first serious suitor for Josh Rosen, who that is, and acceptable deals for Rosen, as well looking into the newest wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals. We're getting into that next. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. Of course, heard now on our brand new podcast app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. We're back next. It's Locked On Cardinals. Final segment here, Locked On Cardinals. Bo Brack, you may follow on Twitter at Bob Brack. Big thanks to Derek Shepherd at D Sheffy on Twitter hitting us up. He was curious because Alex Guy and I got into a discussion about Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray. I posed the question, which quarterback would have a better chance if a girl was posted up at the bar at taking her home? And Derek asked the simple right question is, well, that's not the debate. The debate is, who would have a better chance of taking her home between Rosen and Kyler Murray. I was pointing out the leadership and the confidence qualities of Russell Wilson, and I think they're qualities where Kyler Murray severely lacks. But I also feel like Josh Rosen has the leg up. When Clancy gets back, we'll have the full-on debate, probably at least a full podcast worth of answering that question from Derek Shepherd. Big thanks for you listening, of course, and tweeting at us at Bob Rack, at Clancy's Corner on Twitter. So the New York Giants, according to SNY reporter Ralph Vacchiano, are exploring every option for the successor for Eli Manning, including acquiring Josh Rosen from the Cardinals. Now, this is probably your dream scenario as far as the Arizona Cardinals are concerned, outside of maybe the Oakland Raiders because they have the most draft capital of any NFL team. But the New York Giants made the deal. Odell Beckham goes to the Cleveland Browns for a very handsome package, which included a 17th overall pick in the NFL draft. So now the New York Giants have the 6th and the 7th pick overall in next month's draft, almost this month's draft, which is great. But so the New York Giants, let's start the conversation. If you're the Arizona Cardinals, you look at the 17th overall pick, right? Absolutely. That's fine. See, that's where I'll start the conversation. But where you hear Peter King saying that the Arizona Cardinals can't get a top 40 for Josh Rosen, that's absolutely absurd. When you look at who's been dealt before, when you look at the deals of, you know, the biggest stars, when you just look at deals for quarterbacks, you have to start in the first round. You just absolutely have to. When you're looking at a team in the New York Giants that are looking for their franchise quarterback who's going to be on a very team-friendly contract, you're not just trading. I mean, Josh Rosen, yes, had a bad year, but like we've seen in many quarterbacks previous to Josh Rosen, the Jared Goffs and Mitchell Trubisky's, that sophomore season is more telling than their rookie season. And Josh Rosen has the ability to rebound significantly in his second season. And I'm not having a discussion. The Arizona Cardinals can have two schools of thought as they continue their way towards the number one overall pick in April, on April 25th. I am completely content and fine with them shopping Josh Rosen, but only for a first-round pick, and the team drafting Kyler Murray, number one overall. Okay? If we're starting there with the discussion with Josh Rosen for a first-round pick, thus you would have two first-round picks, one to take Murray, and then one to potentially take a protector of Kyler Murray, an offensive lineman with the 17th overall pick, or somewhere around there. Say maybe Miami emerges and you're looking at maybe a better pick. You could take a corner. You could get versatile with your second first round pick. But that's where it starts, and that's where it really comes to a full stop. Is if you're getting on a phone with another GM and you're Steve Keim, you start the discussion with a first round pick, and you can probably even add to it. Because what you're trading is a franchise quarterback. That's what a team is acquiring. They're not acquiring a guy that has shown that he can't play and compete in this league. Josh Rosen made some headway last year in the locker room and getting his teammates to buy in, and the toughness that he exhibited by playing behind a crappy offensive line. He showed the ability to make every throw on the field. Josh Rosen, if he was in the 2019 quarterback class, would be the best quarterback in that class. That's what you're dealing. You're not dealing a guy that had, 33rd overall QBR at a 30, in the NFL last year. And there are 32 teams, I know that. But he ranked 33rd. You're dealing a team, a controllable player who plays the most important position in sports. When you look at previous deals for quarterbacks with a lesser pedigree, a guy like Brett Favre was dealt to the Packers from the Falcons after one season. You know, you're looking at guys that you're either going for like a first or a second round pick. Was it Matt Schaub got 2 second round picks? Kevin Cobb. We all remember that deal. That's the only acceptable deal. But I'll look, if the Cardinals want those two schools of thought, that's fine. The other one could be keeping Josh Rosen and selecting number one overall, taking a guy like Nick Bosa, or trading the number one overall pick and trying to surround Josh Rosen with the best supporting cast you can possibly do. I'm cool with those two schools of thought. Kyler Murray trading Josh Rosen only for a first round pick, surrounding Kyler Murray with more talent, or the other side of the thing, you keep Josh Rosen, you potentially either trade the number one overall pick or you take the guy that you want at number one and give yourself the best shot possible. But those are the only two acceptable ways. First round pick is the only acceptable deal for a guy like Josh Rosen. You're looking at the New York Giants. They've got the 6th and the 17th overall pick. Yeah, you vie for the 6th pick. If you can't get it, 17, not a bad consolation. You lose, 7 picks in value for Josh Rosen. You're not losing, double digits worth if you're going in the 2nd and 3rd round, which that's unacceptable. That's a clear indictment on Steve Keim's ability to evaluate the quarterback position. That's a swing and a miss at one of the most important moves that the team has made in the last couple of years outside of hiring coaches, which has been swings and misses as well. And to me, that would be a strike 3 for Steve Keim. It would be unacceptable if you traded anything for anything less than a first-round pick for Josh Rosen. A lot more to talk about as far as the Arizona Cardinals and what they're going to do with number one, the Kyler Murray, the Josh Rosen discussion, Cliff Kingsbury as he continues to settle in. Damier Byrd is your newest Arizona Cardinals, signed a 1-year deal, spent the last 4 seasons in Carolina. Damier Byrd, much like Kevin White, not a guy that's expected to make an impact. I do like that he's got the versatility to play on teams, be a punt returner, kick returner. He's got that ability. You add him with Farrell Cooper, and you've seen a jump in your return game that was not there the last couple of seasons. Last year, it got better, but it can only go further from where it once was with Amos Jones. I'm so glad that the Cardinals are away from that. Thank you for listening to Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. Clancy's back tomorrow, and the debates will rage. The war of the words will be thrown. Verbal vomit will be expelled from our mouths. Keep it locked, of course. Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network. Make sure you're checking us out on the new podcast app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Check you guys tomorrow.